Santa Claus might need a little help this year at the Chattanooga Zoo when it comes to gifts for the animals. I spoke with Zoo Director Darty Long about the 12 days of Christmas at the zoo and the holiday lights. Last year is the first time you tried the 12 days of Christmas at the zoo, and it had an overwhelming response.
It did. You know, we were really surprised at how excited people were to be able to give specifically to an animal that they liked and to give something that specifically, especially, you know, the keeper staff goes through and they know what their animals like. Our wonderful snow leopard mom, Casimir, likes softballs. And, you know, it's great because we don't always have a lot of extra funding to go and buy that kind of thing. So when we get things like this for Christmas, it's a real treat. Last year when we did it, Renji, the snow leopard cub, got I don't know how many soccer balls. It was so cute. But, you know, she goes through them very quickly. And what great fun to have an endless supply of soccer balls for Renji, you know.
You also wrap them up. I mean, it was just so cute to watch. You had strings across the facilities and big boxes wrapped in Christmas paper that went along the strings, and the animals quite literally opened their presents to get their gifts.
Oh, they do. And, you know, it's interesting because whether you're a primate with, you know, thumbs that help you do it or, you know, a big jaguar, you find a way to get into those boxes, and it is a lot of fun. People really enjoy it. And it's great enrichment, too. I mean, when you wrap something up like that, it makes an animal have to work harder to get to it. And that's a good thing because in the wild, they're always hunting and they have to forage and that kind of thing. So that has a dual purpose. It's fun for people, but it also gives the animals a chance to have to work a little harder for those presents.
Another thing coming up are the holiday lights. That's always my favorite time to go to the zoo at night when it's all lit up and it's gorgeous. And the animals act so differently.
You know, you're right, because for one thing, they're not always out at night, so it's a different experience, so they're sort of animated. Then you have animals that are, you know, either nocturnal or crepuscular, which means they're active at dusk, and so they're going to be more wound up when it's that time of night. And you're right, it's a really kind of magical time to visit the zoo, and the nice thing is we have a good collection of animals now that actually can tolerate the cold, so, you know, while we don't know if the baby snow leopards will be out at night, it kind of just depends on how they're doing, but you'll definitely be able to see, for instance, Dad Czar will be out, the red panda will be out, those animals that are, you know, accustomed to cold weather really enjoy being out. So it's a beautiful experience, and you know, it's very affordable, and it's just kind of a fun thing to do, is to walk around the zoo, have some hot chocolate, go see Santa, and you know, watch the animals. It's kind of a cool way to spend an evening.
Are you going to have the Christmas bingo again?
Yes, I believe that our wonderful director of marketing, Marissa Ogles, just fell in love with Christmas bingo. So I think we're probably going to try that again. It worked out pretty well, and we've got some cute crafts and stuff. And again, you know, it's a really fun thing. And I want to remind people that this year we're doing things a little bit different. Our members, which it's really great to be a member of Friends of the Zoo, great way to support us, get in half price any of the nights. We've done a members night in the past. A lot of people missed it. So members half price any of the four nights. So we want to make sure and do that. And speaking of membership, great Christmas present. I think it's a really good thing to give someone because it's something that people enjoy year-round. And, you know, you've been to the zoo. It's always fun. And the animals are always doing something different. You never know quite what you'll see. So it's a great gift.
Well, each year, the zoo seems to be expanding or repurposing space to come in with new exhibits and new animals. What do you have planned for next year?
We've got Deserts of the World, which opened, which was basically we tore down the old Misunderstood Marvels, which was our very small reptile area. We've opened that, and then we're working on Forest, which will open probably late spring of next year. So always doing something, but our staff is also working on just making the exhibits look better, look different. You know, we've got a really dedicated staff, and I think they work really hard to make the exhibits look fresh and new, and you know, you can always expect to see something new at the zoo. And right now we've hired a consultant. We're actually working on a kind of a second phase of our big master plan, so lots of exciting things are on the table right now. So we're hoping to, you know, kick off that capital campaign next year and just keep moving forward. We're really blessed. The community so gracious and so generous to the zoo, and we got a lot to show for it. Very proud, very thankful this time of year. This is a great time to visit the zoo. It's not crowded, and it's a good time. And in the nighttime, as you said, it's a wonderful time to see the animals. Be sure and check out our snow leopard cubs. Amazing, amazing. We're having so much fun with them. And if you happen to miss them out on exhibit, we have actually a den cam set up so that you can see them inside their den, usually playing with mom, or, you know, they love to climb up on her back and slide down like she's a slide. Just like a couple of kittens, but they're growing fast. So we hope everybody will come out and see them while it's cold and their kind of weather.
And what would those kittens want if they could sit on Santa's lap?
You know, right now they're still pretty young, so they're pretty much putting in requests through Mom. Mom is a big tuna fan, and I should mention that Casimir has been so good about letting us deal with the cubs. We're able to weigh them regularly, and she's so good about that. But a lot of it has to do with the fact that whenever the cubs come out, she gets tuna. So she would love to have a lot of cans of tuna and softballs. So I think presents for Mom right now are what are important, but the babies are starting to develop personalities, and so I think we're going to be seeing requests from them for sure next year.
Holiday Lights at the Zoo will be December 14th, 15th, 21st, and 22nd from 5:30 to 8 p.m. If you want to donate gifts to your favorite animal in the 12 days of Christmas at the zoo, you can bring items to the gift shop during normal working hours through December 31st. Follow the links from the Around and About blog at WUTC.org to see the animals' wish lists. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.